Hello and welcome to the Green Industry Podcast. This show is all about helping lawn care and landscape professionals take their businesses to the next level. Join us as we chat with green industry leaders to discover best practices and practical strategies to maximize profits. Now, here's your host, Paul Jameson.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the show. I'm pumped up today to talk with Alex Kirby from the Trifecta Podcast, also the owner at Trifecta Lawn Care. They got about 21 employees over there, 6 crews, 7 trucks, 7 trailers. They are just crushing it in Columbia, South Carolina. Alex's business is 100% debt-free. He's got a really cool story. He started out, he got a little bit of debt on a mower and a truck, I believe, paid it off real quick, and then he's built this entire $1 million business literally in cash. Just working, saving up, buying things, working, saving up, buying things. And now the machine is just kind of exploding, and they're really taking over that Columbia, South Carolina market. And he's just full of business knowledge and nuggets. And literally, I just, you know, want to get my pen and paper out, take notes, because he has information that can help us take our business to the next level, help us take our profit margins from where they're at now and widen it and make it more profitable. And so I really respect Alex's business IQ is off the charts, especially for his age, to see the operation that he's running over there in South Carolina. It just inspires me. And as I always share, iron sharpens iron. And Alex just is one of those guys that just challenges me, encourages me, inspires me to become a better person, and to become a better businessman. So without further ado, we're going to get into our conversation with him. As always, thanks to the Hardscape Academy for sponsoring today's episode. We really appreciate Caleb and Brittany Allman and all they do for the Green Industry Podcast. If you want to become a professional hardscaper, check out the resources that Caleb and Brittany have available at the Hardscape Academy. Well, without further ado, I recommend literally getting out a pen, piece of paper, take notes on your phone, because Alex Kirby is going to bring it to the house today as we talk about building a profitable business with my friend Alex Kirby from the Trifecta Podcast. All right, everybody. Today, we're chatting with Alex Kirby of Trifecta Lawn Care out of Columbia, South Carolina. What's up, Alex?
My boy, Paul. What up, Paul? Oh, man, just trying to stay dry here, bro.
Trying to stay dry. Is it raining?
Man, it's been raining for like 3 weeks. It feels like the second coming of Noah's Ark.
Man, you guys able to make some revenue out there? Has it been too wet?
No, we've been doing fine. We're off on tomorrow's the 4th of July, like off day for us since it's on a Saturday this year. So we've just been trying to push it. So we've worked late a couple weeks, days this week. But yeah, we're making revenue. We're doing good. It's just been crazy. I don't know. Has it been raining in Atlanta?
It was, but it's been weird. It's like they'll say 80% chance of rain, and then you'll see all these dark clouds coming in, and then it'll like sprinkle and get windy for like 20 minutes. And the guys that call the day early, you know, they're like, oh, no work tomorrow. They're at home, and it never really, I mean, you know, we've still been able to get a lot of work done is my point. Even though the forecasts have been kind of intimidating, it really hasn't been like washout rain days. So it's been funky weather, but we've still been able to, you know, get it done. So
a lot of our guys on Instagram have been hitting me up when we post about the rain. They're like, man, we've been getting swamped out here. And a lot of the guys I talk to are like out west, Missouri, Arkansas, Louisiana. So I guess they'd be getting hammered.
Yeah. Well, it's good to have you on the show, man. I listened to your podcast, the Trifecta Podcast, and you were talking about building a good company culture on your last episode. You got what, like 21 team members now over there?
Yeah, 21. Yeah, 21 team members.
And what exactly do, if you want to break it down, what do they all do? I know you've got your office guy, Chris, there. What, you know, tell us kind of the breakdown of the 21, what each team player's role is.
So I operate as the operations manager, if you will. So do scheduling, routing, billing, invoicing, stuff like that. And then we have a field manager named Travis, who's been in the game for like 20 years. So he manages the in-the-field operations, so the crews and logistics and customer relations and stuff like that. Just hired a girl named Linda who's crushing it, and she's our admin coordinator. So she answers the phones and does a lot of the stuff on the computer for Jobber, stuff like that. And then Chris is our social media, you know, media manager. So he does our YouTube channels, Instagram. A lot of people have been giving Chris shout outs on the pictures. He's really good at the pictures.
Instagram, and tell Chris, I like how he put your little logo in the corner, because I literally Chris, I'm shouting him out, man. He's got needs a raise, Alex, because when I'm scrolling through Instagram, I literally can tell immediately, oh, there's a trifecta picture for two reasons. Your uniforms pop, and it's just like that color combo, bright poppy deal you guys have with your guys' uniforms. I always can tell, oh, that's a trifecta. And then if there's ever any doubt, like if it's more of like a striped picture, or, you know, not necessarily your crews in it, you always got that circle logo that says trifecta. And so it really stands out because I literally scroll through my newsfeed and it's stripes all day and mowers and there's all kinds of things and you don't really know who's posting it unless you really look, but I'm scrolling so fast, you're not always looking, but you always stand out. So your guy, Chris, is doing a great job.
Yeah, he's crushing it. He's been doing this stuff for a long time for churches and stuff. So he transitioned really easily to us.
So does he work? Yeah. Sorry to cut you off. Does Chris work full time at Trifecta Lawn Care? Just pumping the social media.
Yeah, just full time. So he handles website, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. He does a lot for the podcast, obviously the Trifecta podcast that we just started about 6 months ago. And then me and my wife just started a little venture. We just bought 9 acres and a lot of people were wanting us to show how we're developing the land because we're doing like a metal building. You've seen those online where people like live in metal buildings and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing that. So we're doing a little YouTube video thing of that. So he'll be doing that as well.
Okay. Yeah. I watched some of those people. They'll be like out in Idaho and they'll buy a bunch of acre and they'll start building in their pool barn, like a little mini house. And I watch that kind of stuff on YouTube, man. I used to watch all you lawn guys cutting grass all day. And now I've gone down the weeds of watching people build these homes out on acreage. Cause that's where my heart is, man. I want to piece out of Atlanta one day and, you know, get a whole bunch of land and have a pool barn. I got it all mapped out in my brain.
You got a compound.
I need a few million bucks, you know, to make it a reality. So maybe even more than that. My dream's so big. It's like, I don't want to think, man, that's going to be expensive and then stop thinking big. So I just think real big. But anyway, go ahead.
Especially in Atlanta, I was saying, cause you know, your cost of living's crazy high there.
Yeah, I mean, it's not as bad as like LA or New York or whatever. It's awesome for business because there's a bunch of rich people that have yards that need done. So it's like, I can see the opportunity, but the traffic and the people, not that I don't like people, it's just there's too many people. Like I want a horse, a cow, some chickens, and a bunch of land to mow all day. Like I could just put my, I want like so many acres, you know, get me one of them big old like 96 inch mowers. I saw Tora had that like crazy big one and just put my headphones on and mow grass all day, you know, if I'm my own place.
I'm going to have 6 acres to mow there. So
yeah, cut that grass and make no cash for you, Alex.
No cash.
All right. So I cut you off. Marty's not here today to reel me in and telling me to stop talking and let my guests talk. So you got Chris, it's full time. You got your field manager. Tell us more. That's only 2 out of 19 or 19 more to go.
Yeah. Admin coordinator, Linda. And then we have, you know, anywhere between 17 to 19 full-time people out in the field. So we run 6 crews, but we're starting a 7th. We just landed a contract that got postponed from the coronavirus that's finally kicking in. So, that number might bump up a little bit. But, yeah, we run a couple 3-man crews, maybe three-mans and 3 2-mans. So that's nine.
What's the pros and cons with efficiency and how much they get done? Because I get asked this question all the time and I don't have multiple crews, so I don't feel credible to answer, but you got 6. So tell us, 2-man or 3-man, what's the pros and cons?
So that's a great question. I just answered this last night, actually, to one guy. A lot of people answer that question on residential or commercial. They're like, oh, should I only have 2-man on residential and 3-man commercial? To me, the answer is acreage. So if it's 1 acre or under, I think you should probably just run a 2-man crew most of the time. I mean, there's exceptions to the rule, but if it's you're a route that's acre or more, it's probably a 3-man crew, right? The majority of the route. So for example, because if it's 1 acre or more, right, you should probably be running 2 mowers. Most of the time. So that would mean a 3-man crew, 2 guys mowing, 1 guy edging and weed eating and all that stuff. But if it's 1 acre or less, you only need 1 mower. So for me, that's the answer. It's not, oh, commercial, I should have a 3-man. Well, what if your commercials is like little Exxon gas stations, you know, or little areas that have like no no mowing. So for me, it's the acreage answer. 1 acre over, 1 acre under, majority of the route for that day.
Okay. So in summary, you got you as the operational manager running the show. You got Chris doing the background of social media, which I think is brilliant. And I feel like guys who's listening, you know, 5 years ago, people have been like, what? You got someone doing Instagram all day? Like, that's ridiculous. And I think that's so smart, dude. It's working. Keep that. Put the gas with that. You're doing good. Chris is doing good. You guys are rising to the top in that. And I've noticed. And I'm a stickler for detail with that kind of stuff. Then you got Linda doing admin. And then the rest of the crews, you got 6 crews out there. The rest of the guys are on crews. So what kind of equipment are you guys rocking, man? I get confused. I see you on a Bobcat mower, on a Gravely. Yeah, no. I see you're all over the map, which is fine. But what kind of trifecta lawn care? What are you rocking these days?
So when we started, we had a Gravely dealer local to us. And so I bought, you know, 5-6 Gravelys. And then I made a connection with Bobcat, just really liked our local dealer here, kind of approached us. He was like, hey, I see you guys over town. It was pretty amazing. He was like, I want to work on your guys' equipment and you guys need to be running Bobcats. I was like, that's interesting. So he literally called me. He said, hey, I see your trucks. Please come and let us work on your mowers and stuff. So that was maybe 1.5-2 years ago. So now we have 6 Bobcats as well. And we're transitioning out of the Gravelys into all Bobcats. So Bobcat is coming out, I believe, soon with a new model because they got bought out, you know, by the skid steer Bobcat.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So the green, I didn't know that. Breaking news to me. So the green Bobcat, that's what I call them. The green Bobcat. And that's the one that Chaunce Daily Hustle is always rocking too, right?
Yes. Chaunce and Aldrich and us rock them pretty hard.
So the big skid steer Bobcat, they're like what? Orange and black logoing?
Orange, black and white. That's right.
Yeah. So, I mean, in Bobcat, I mean, they're like the big boys. I've seen them since I was a little kid, you know, side of the road. You don't call it a skid steer. They did such a great job with branding. You call it a Bobcat. You know what I mean?
That's right.
The actual machine. Growing up, I didn't even know the term skid steer. When I was like 5-6 years old, I'd be like, oh, look, Bobcat. You know, I want a Bobcat for Christmas. You know, I got a little toy Bobcat.
That's the mark of a good brand.
Yeah. So anyway, that company, orange, black, white, big old skid steer Bobcat, bought the green mowing Bobcat.
Yes, they did. They bought it in like that. Around December. Yeah. Around
How did
December,
I not know this?
It was kind of under the radar because basically Bobcat skid steer realized, I think they're called Doosan. So, they realized that they had every other piece of equipment except mower line. And then they looked over and there's another company with their exact name. Mm. So it made sense, I guess. So they're coming out with a new model. So as the Gravelys, we'll switch the Gravelys out for Bobcats fully, pretty soon. And we run 1 Walker mower. So, we were really interested in the Walker. I just really like the guys at the Walker every time I go to GIE. And, you know, so we saw a need for that. We bought one of those.
How do you like it?
Man, love it. We have like a high-end residential route that we run. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them request bagging only. Mm-hmm. And so we were kind of getting stuck with, we use mostly mulching kits on all our mowers here. So it's been an amazing transition. It's, you know, we don't have the stripes that a lot of people get because our grass types here.
Right, right.
But amazing mower, dude. Love it.
Yeah, we can hear the skid steer out the window there, huh? Is that what I'm hearing?
That's what you hear. He's running I think he's running a Kubota. We have a half mile driveway to our property.
Yeah.
And he's fixing the driveway today.
Yeah, I think that's a big Georgia company, Kubota. They got a big warehouse here in Gainesville, I think.
Oh, yeah, Gainesville. That's where Deshaun Watson's from.
Yeah. Jensen Franklin, Deshaun Watson. They got good things going on up there. Gainesville, not too far from where I live. But all right, so you got the Bobcat mower is kind of the wave of the future. Let me ask you this about the bagging, because I got asked it so much, and I finally was just like, it got on my nerves, because like, I don't like breathing in the, like when I would just use a 30-inch mower, and they want me to bag it, because a lot of our properties are really small, the turf section of it. And so just a 30-inch mower, if it's a small little property, but they're like, hey, will you bag it? I'll pay you extra. And then I'd bag it. And then when I take it out, I'd like put it into like a trash can, the bed of my truck. And then it would get up in my nose and I'd get mad. And then I got to go dump it somewhere. And then the dump where I dump my tree debris, they stopped taking grass clippings. And then it's like, I don't know where to dump it. And I, you know, it was like a headache, dude. So I just stopped. I just told my customers, and I left a lot on the table because, like you said, a lot of these high-end residential people, they want it bagged. So how do you, where do you take the grass clippings? Have you found it to be profitable? Is it a waste of time? Tell us about that.
So we carry a big trash can in that enclosed trailer route, and we just dump them onto a tarp. So like it's a crazy process, but they'll dump the walker onto a tarp, and then they'll put the tarp in the trash can and bag. And at the end of each week, we make a run to the dump, and it's in a bag, so they don't even ask about grass clippings, and we just dump it. Our place doesn't have a problem with grass clippings. But so that's our process right now. It's not great. We go to the dump way too much.
How much do you have to pay each time you go to dump, or do you pay annually, or what's the deal?
It's a weight fee. So there's like, it's pretty minimal. I'd say we take a couple loads a week with like yard debris and stuff, and it probably runs us $20-$30.
Oh so my gosh, 50, dude. 60. These jokers are charging me $75 a pop. That's just my pickup truck. If we got the trailer connected to it, then you're paying more. I mean, it's getting ridiculous. That's
ridiculous.
Yeah, dude. But they're getting paid, man, because there ain't nowhere else to legally take it. I mean, there's a few spots, but you guys don't have traffic over. I've been over Columbia. I Snapchatted you or Instagrammed you when I was at that gas station, Lexington, South Carolina,
right,
man.
You were right by me.
Yeah, I was at that gas station, and I was like, I'll hit up Trifecta. I was on my way to South Carolina to Charleston, South Carolina for vacation. But here in Georgia, there's so much traffic. It's like if there's a place that charges $15 in Loganville, but it's like I think they might have bumped it to $20. I ain't driving 40 miles to save, what, $45-$50 by the time I drive over there and back. Like I got to make, you know, triple digits an hour, you know, per it's not worth it.
Stuff matters, man. Stuff matters. It's crazy how all that little stuff catches up to you. If you add in all the little things that you don't make or make per day, it's like, gosh.
Yeah, like Caleb Allman's I don't know if you've heard him say before, efficiency is everything, but that's spot on. Like efficiency, everything. So back to the grass clippings, tell us the size of these properties of these high-end guys that are getting the grass clippings, and then tell us what you're charging, because I'm hoping that you ain't charging the same you're charging their neighbor who's gotten just a regular cut.
No, yeah. So most of our properties here high-end are 1 acre to 1.5, I would say. You know, maybe a little bit under an acre, but pretty close. Our typical property size is 0.3 acres to 0.5. Mm-hmm. So we have a lot of smaller properties here than a lot. Like we have home builders here who build huge neighborhoods, like home after home, that are mostly between 0.3 and 0.5 acres. Mm-hmm. So we use a lot of 36 stand-on Bobcats for those properties with mulch kits. But our high-end residential ones go from 0.8 to 0.1 to 0.25 acres on average. But yeah, you definitely have to pay a little bit more. We have like three. We actually do plans, so we have a standard, plus, and premium plan, is what we call it.
Say that again, guys. Guys are going to eat this up. Say that again, cool. Guys. Listen, in their first year, get your pens out, get your paper. I like the way that sounds. Say it slow.
I wish I had known this when I started. We learned going into this year that the easier someone can understand information, the more money they're willing to spend. So if you look at, now, we have a car wash here, right? Let me just give you an explanation where you literally can sign up for monthly car washes and you pick one of four plans and it debits out of your account. You pull up and the gate opens and you go in and they wash your car and you leave. It's like it literally, Paul, takes 4 minutes to get your car washed, right? Mm-hmm. And so we kind of put that together and we're like, okay. So we created a standard, plus, and premium lawn care service.
I'm serious, guys. Premium. Take notes. This sounds great. I'm about to sign up, and I don't even live. I live in Atlanta. I'm about to sign up for the premium, dude. Linda's gonna be like, "Where you live, Atlanta? I just pay you. I want the premium, man. It's just like something in it, you know."
Take my money.
Give me that premium.
Here's the level. So standard is just your standard. Mow, Edge, Weedy, Blow. Okay. And so these are the people who just want, a lot of people here want bi-weekly, which is fine because we have a lot of centipede grasses mm-hmm. that don't grow that fast. Mm-hmm. So that's your typical, you know, $45 to $60 person. And every 2 weeks for 10 months out of the year, no weed control in the beds at all. So that's where the plus comes in. And so usually we upsell them and we say, hey, would you like us to spray for weeds every time we come? And that's an extra $5 to $10 depending on your property size on average. And they're like, yeah, absolutely. So boom, $20 a month add on right there. And then the premium is where these are the people who want their house to be house of the month, right? Yard of the month. And so that's where we have four fertilizations. We do four fertilizations. You include shrub trimming, leaf removal, like everything that you need for a 12-month contract is included. And that's a monthly. Instead of paying per visit, you pay per month. So we average it out over 12 months.
So plus and what was the bottom line one?
Standard.
Standard and plus is pay per maintenance or pay per month?
Pay per visit, but you pay per month. It's okay. A per visit pricing, but your invoice is for the month.
Okay. And then premium, they're getting one bill. Let's say it's $400 per month and they're paying that January, February, the same as August, July.
Exactly.
And, okay. So what's the percentages? How many people are signing up for standard, plus and premium?
So this is what's awesome. I'd say the year last year when we didn't have this in writing and stuff like that, we had probably 50% of people were standard and 20% were plus and, more than that. We didn't have barely anybody was premium. Is it too loud, Paul?
That Bobcat guy's getting on my lap. What is it? It's a Kubota. Yeah. he's fine, dude. The guys listening, they understand. No. It's absolutely fine. The guys listening are out on the mower right now. You gotta take it in context. People listening are in loud machines, but they're probably like, what's that beeping? Cause it's the Kubota. Man, Bobcat just crushes their branding. I can't stop saying Bobcat. I've literally done it my whole life. Someone will be on another brand and I still call it a Bobcat, but anyway.
Sorry. But I'll keep going, or do you want me to restart, whatever?
Restart what, dude? We ain't restarting nothing, dude. You're one shot. Right. There ain't no one restart. Anyway, let me just say this. That's what I love about this podcast, dude. It's raw, it's real, it's genuine. You know, there's machines going on in the background. It's when we go on tour, I mean, I'm going out to these guys' shops and, you know, job sites, and it's that's what the feel we want to make this show. We don't want it to, you know, put a suit on and sit in a professional studio and all that. Like, it's out in the field, it's real. And so I think it adds a little character to today's episode. I
think it's cool, man.
Zero restarting, man. And Marty, well, man, you don't know Marty's feet. Restarting ain't good, man. Premium pricing, man. Marty ain't no joke around these days. He's getting carried away. So I gotta be mindful of my budget, you know.
Yeah, you don't got time for that. So like last year before we did the plan, we probably had 50 to 70% of people on standard, 20 people on plus, 20% and 10% on premium. And then when we put it into action and words this year for real, we have 20% on standard, 60% on plus now, and up to 20% on premium. Mm. So a lot more people went to plus, which is great because now you're getting, you know, 10, 20 bucks more a month per customer. And we have 200 customers, so you can do the math pretty quickly.
Wow, that's awesome. So tell us about billing. I get asked all the time. How do you build these standard and plus customers? How do you build the premium? You got a lot of moving parts here. What works efficiently for you to make sure you get your money?
So I can't stress enough to guys pretty often that I think you should invoice at the first of the month and make your customer pay a month ahead of time before work is done. I can't understand, you know,
like golf clap.
Guys are getting crushed out there. When they don't get paid, because then you spend so much time chasing money. So
checks in the
like
mail
yesterday. Yeah, that's right.
Julio Tomei, that's for you, buddy.
Checks in the mail. It's under the mat. Oh, you didn't find it?
It's in the grill. I literally had this one customer say, yeah, it's in the grill. I go, I open the grill. It ain't in there. And then, oh, I told my daughter to put it in there. She must have forgotten. You know, oh, I put it under the mat. It must have blown away. I mean, I have heard it all, dude.
Dude, me too,
checks
man.
In the mail. That's the most classic one.
Checks in the mail.
Yeah, right.
So, right. Yeah, you must have forgot what mail it was. But so we started doing first of the month invoicing I've been doing it pretty much the whole time, but definitely like a stickler on it for 2 years now. And so we don't have contracts. We do what we call service agreements. Like a lot of people, contracts freak people out. And so you never want to lose a customer just based on the verbiage of your agreement. Mm-hmm. So we charge our customers, and we like 80% of our customers pay via QuickBooks online. So within, you know, yesterday alone, a fourth of our customers had paid within 3 hours of getting their invoice. You know, another 25% will pay by today.
Paul returns with more of today's interview right after this word from our sponsors.
The HardscapeAcademy.com is the place to go to become the next professional hardscaper. Check out Caleb Allman's How to Install Pavers and How to Install Retaining Walls comprehensive guides. You will learn all the techniques and information necessary to perform the installation of these features based on industry standards, including tips and tricks that Caleb has learned over the past 20 years of hardscaping. The courses are immediately available via online streaming for just $99 each. Go to the HardscapeAcademy.com, and that link is in today's show notes.
Hey, lawn and landscape pros.
I'm talking to you.
Don't let your edge go dull.
Your competitive edge.
Sharpen your edge at the GIE Plus Expo this October 21st through the 23rd in Louisville, Kentucky.
Understand the word coming out of my mouth.
Innovative products. Latest technology.
Wall.
Talk face-to-face with engineers that design your favorite equipment.
Then step outside and dive into the hands-on demo area,
where you can drive, dig, and compare equipment to your heart's delight.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong.
This year, the wow gets even bigger with the new UTV test track,
the Hands-On Drone Zone,
and free parking. Register now at GIE-Expo.com, and we'll see you in Louisville, Kentucky this October.
Going to be here before we know it. And if you want to save yourself 50% off this year's GIE Plus Expo, use the promo code Paul. You'll save yourself 50% off the registration. I can't wait till GIE. It's one of my favorite weeks of the year on my schedule every year. Annually, I love to go to the GIE Plus Expo. So promo code Paul, save yourself 50% off. We're going to get back into our conversation here, chatting about billing and efficiency with Alex Kirby from Trifecta Lawn Care.
But they are required to pay within 5 days of getting their invoice. If they don't, then we have the right to add a small fee, a late fee. But most of our customers pay within a couple weeks, and I know where they live, right? We have their address. So if it becomes a problem, then we can make it a big deal. But I can't stress enough invoicing, like on time, making sure you're invoicing, because you're creating habits, right, Paul? Mm-hmm. Like you're creating habits in your client. If they know they're getting an invoice the first of every month, they're subconsciously going to be looking for that invoice over time. Mm-hmm. And so the more that you can be on time, the more that they're going to pay on time.
That's beautiful. So I think we covered invoicing, we covered mowers. What about the weed eaters, hedge trimmers, edgers, mm-hmm. blowers? What you rocking with all that? And what kind of trucks, trailers? Kind of round off the efficiency of your setup equipment-wise. Cool. Guys are always curious how they can be as efficient as possible.
So we have a local dealer who rocks steel. So we pretty much like, we get a crazy good deal. They do like fleet pricing, and it's like 20% off if you buy X amount of dollars. So our dealer here has been cool with us. So we rock a lot of steel, and we rock a lot of Red Max blowers. So I've just been with the Red Max since day one. I bought my first ever blower as a Red Max, and I always said it feels like a tornado on your back. It's just a sweet, sweet blower. So that's pretty much what we rock, man. But mostly, I would say like majority steel equipment. I have never tried the Echo at all. I love to try Echo, but I've never even had a piece of equipment of Echo in my hands. So,
well, we could change that.
And, I would love that.
Yeah. We'll see what we can do for you, my friend. And
the other question is enclosed trailers.
Yeah. Right? Okay. Yeah. So, yeah. Well, I didn't know your answer, but I mean, I've seen your pictures, but so are you all enclosed trailers? Do you have any open trailers? Do you have any dump box trucks? Go ahead.
Yep. So we have 5 enclosed trailers. We have 1 dump trailer. We have 1 open high sided trailer for pine straw and cleanups and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then I just bought a box truck last week. So we're transitioning over the next 6 months to selling our Dodge Rams and enclosed trailers and switching to box trucks. Because honestly, dude, we've popped 22 tires this year on our trailers.
Wow.
So I'm getting eaten alive. So we're trying to switch to box trucks to hopefully make it a little bit easier to drive, less tires, and a higher ceiling so my tall guys don't hit their head.
Yeah. What, the Azusa box trucks there?
No. I love to tell people this. This is a little secret. Penske, you know, like the company Penske Trucks, they sell their trucks every 3 years. So wow. They like rotate. So you can go online and there's like right now they have 2016s, right? Because it's been 3 years. You can get a Penske truck for like 100,000 miles for like $15,000, which is a steal of a deal, in my opinion. So that's what we're doing. If they're Fords.
Yeah. So with all these, you know, trucks and trailers and pieces of equipment and employees, are you deep into debt? You run into staying debt free? How in the world are you managing all this financially?
So that's, I think, you know, you and I are friends, you kind of know my backstory, but for guys who don't know, I became a Christian at 19, but did not learn about biblical finance at all until I was 20. I just got married. I was 23 and my wife and I, you know, 4 months into marriage had no money. And so I read this book, someone suggested Dave Ramsey, which a lot of people know about, but I took Dave Ramsey stuff very serious. So I wasn't casual at all about it. And so I started my business 4 months prior to reading the book. So unfortunately, I took out a truck loan and a mower loan because that's what people told me to do so I could get the tax write-off. I couldn't believe, like looking back, I'm like, what kind of advice is that?
It's funny, the culture or norm that debt's just like, that's the advice that I was getting. Oh, yeah, just go into debt. Even though the borrower is slave to the lender and I want my money to go to investing so I can buy those acres and my pole barn and my big old house and my all my dreams, that's going to cost money. But then our money's going to pay the interest off all this debt. Because if, like Dave says, if it's easy now and hard later, that's probably not good.
Yeah, the phrase I like to use is, why would you spend dollars to save on pennies, man? And that's like what people tell you to do.
Anyway, sorry to cut you off. Go ahead. You're stirring me up, dude.
Yeah.
So I don't like that.
I hate it. And so quickly realized the debt was stupid. And so within that first year of business, this is 2017, paid off all my student loan. I had a little student loan from college, paid off my mower, and I paid off half the truck. And from that point on, 2017, I didn't take out a single piece of debt on anything we did. So my first year, I only had one truck and crew. That was me, 2017. So then from that point on, we just cash flowed everything. So we made a lot of sacrifices to do that, bought things that weren't as nice and maybe as awesome and flashy. But now we have, you know, everything's paid for in the business, 13 mowers, 7 trucks, 7 trailers, whatever.
All paid. You don't have debt on any of that.
I have zero debt. Office building paid for.
Wow.
Everything. Yeah.
That's awesome, dude. There's guys out there in their first year that gave them hope. You don't have to go to a route of piling up a big old mountain of debt. You can just work and buy it as you go, work and buy it as you go, work, save, buy it as you go, work, save, buy it as you go. If you're living frugally, if you're living simply, you can't go out there and be living all flashy and pull it off. But if you...
Yeah. That's the biggest thing, is just wait another 6 months. So if you think you have to buy something, wait 6 months. Every time you think you need to buy something, wait 6 months, because the next 6 months you'll be able to just pay for it. And, you know, like coronavirus, I had just done, I think it was a podcast like a week before the coronavirus or a video or something, talking about you never know what can happen. I'm talking about debt in a podcast, and then boom, right? And luckily, most of us in the green industry haven't really been affected too badly when it comes to, like, from all the ones I see. But look what can happen if you have all this mountain of debt and then something crazy happens, right, Paul? It's like, it's just not worth it, bro.
Yeah. Well, I think I want to say this to someone who is, you know, in debt, that there is hope. You had, the mower debt, the truck debt, the student loan debt, and that seems intimidating when you're under it, but slowly, I know you and your wife lived a very frugal life. You lived in a small little house, even though you could have afforded more. You paid all that stuff off, and then now you've accumulated 7 trucks, 7 trailers, 19 or 21 employees, a building, And it sounds like you're current on your taxes, your business is, the machine is running with a margin and a, you know, money. There's money in the bank. Yeah. There's money to pay your employees. There's money to buy new equipment. It's you got to where you got without debt. You know what I mean?
Right. And I'm a big advocate. Anybody can do it. You know, like sometimes there's financial guys that are like, oh, you know, there's exceptions and all these guys had it easy or they got lucky. I can't stress more that, like, I think you believe this too. Anybody in any arena can be debt free and build something debt free.
Yeah. Well, I love the operation that you got going on. Are you going to the GIE Plus Expo this year?
As long as they don't cancel it, I'm going, man. And I hope they're not. I don't think they are from who I've talked to. But yes, we're absolutely going. This will be my third year going, and I have loved it. Gosh, I treat it like the Super Bowl, man. I feel like it's like the World Series, man. I'm a huge Braves fan. Go Braves.
And I got my Atlanta shirt on for you.
Boom, sucker. Love it. Rep them. But like, that's how I feel. Like, I feel like I'm at the World Series all week, dude.
Yeah. And Ken Osberg from Echo, we had him not too long ago on, and maybe he was telling me this off air, on air, I don't remember, but he was saying, you know, it's our Super Bowl. I'm like, are you going, you know, you going to GIE this year? He's like, psh, it's our Super Bowl, man. It's for the people that have product, you know, it's their Super Bowl. And then for us, it's our Super Bowl. You talked about how you use Red Max and Still, and you know, I'm a big Echo guy, but go try them all out. Go to the Red Max, you know, put the Red Max tornado blower on your back and give it a shot. Then go to the Steel booth and put the BR-800 or whatever they got, put it on their back, you know, and blow. And then go get the Echo PB-8010 and blow. And then you don't have to, I mean, we have our opinions, but then you'll know, like, okay, I just tried three of them. They're similar price point. Which one do you like better? Which one's more comfortable? Which one's for your operation? The same thing with the string trimmers and the edgers and the blowers and the skid steers and the all of it, man. It's like the competitions are like, they're right across the booth. You know what I mean? Like, you can go and like try them both out, and you can't do that. You know, Atlanta, we're a little bit different because we're a big city. We got a lot of options, but it's awesome, dude, just from that. And then the fellowship, man, we just all get to hang out and like, break bread together, and it's fun, dude. So
it's a lot of fun. I love learning stuff that I never could have known. You know what I mean? Talking to the guys who engineer the equipment and why they did stuff. And then finding that one company you've never heard of that can enhance your business. You know, like, I didn't know about Jobber until I went to GIE the first time. I had no idea.
Yeah, it is awesome, man. So I'm already looking forward to GIE Plus Expo 2020. And everyone I'm talking to says we're going on tour here, Alex, and we're going to interview the guy who makes the final decision, Chris Kaiser. So I'll get him in person and we'll talk to him, and I'll be like Larry King Live. I'll be like, I'll lean in and say, Chris, please tell me you're having GIE Plus Expo. But everything's on for now. And it's, you know, tens of millions. I mean, there's so much money that's involved with, you know, all these crazy big brands and even the smaller brands. I mean, those booths that they have to pay to get in front of us, their customer, they pay a lot of money. You know what I mean? And unless something crazy happens, they got to have it. You know what I mean? It's just.
Yeah. I think they're going to.
Yeah. No, they are. I mean, it's on now. It's just, there's some. Everything that they can control, they're having it. It's just ultimately with the being an election year in the government, and if something, you know, if the government shuts stuff down, then they don't have a choice. You know what I mean? But where they have a choice, everyone I've talked to that's a decision maker says we're all in. Like, we're having it. You know, we'll be safe and respect guidelines of wiping equipment off or whatever needs to happen with that. But they're, you know, I've looked them in the eye and talked to them on these calls and stuff, and they're all in on having it. So. It's brought peace to my heart. It's just, you know, if the higher ups do something, then that's out of their control, and they can only control what they can control, you know?
That's right. That's all we can do too as people, you know?
Yeah. Was there anything else? Why don't you shout out your podcast, man? You got my audience here, and you guys listen. I listen to Alex's podcast. I was talking to him off air. He's like, how'd you know that? I was like, what do you mean? How'd I know? I listen to your podcast, dude. So tell them how they can connect and listen to your show, dude.
Yeah, so we started a podcast 6 months ago because we had a lot of guys reaching out to us about how to not just grow in lawn care, but how to grow in their business. Because I'm kind of a nerd about finance and numbers and business and hiring people. So we started what's called the Trifecta Podcast, where we kind of talk about business, life, and faith, but mostly a business-focused podcast. And so those new episodes drop on Mondays, the Trifecta Podcast. You can find us on Instagram easily there on all of your normal podcast platforms, the Trifecta Podcast. But, you know, shorter episodes, we have a lot. We kind of did on purpose in the beginning, but we'll probably start stretching them so guys could hopefully listen to one episode per line. That was kind of the idea at the time. But anyways, yeah, man, it's you guys have inspired me. You specifically, Paul, you know, gave me some courage to do it. And, you know, we just want to help guys not make bad decisions on their business. You know, you can be the best landscaper, but if you're not good at business, you're never going to be able to show that to your clients and your customers. Wow. So, yeah, I mean, you could be literally the best landscaper in your city, but if you don't know your numbers, if you don't know how to pay your taxes, if you don't know how to have cash flow, where you literally can't pay for repair on your mower till you get the next check kind of stuff, you literally can't be a good businessman.
Yeah, and I've seen that time and time again, because most guys that are in this industry are go-getters. I mean, they're 100 miles per hour. They're, you know, let's get the equipment. Let's, you know, yank the weed eater off the truck and go weed eat some stuff. I mean, we love mower. Just being on a mower, we just feel at peace. Like, it's just like, I'm at home. Right. Like, this is... It's just, you just feel good, you know, making things, you know, creating things. That's what guys in this industry and girls, you know, Brittany Almond's up there running circles around half these guys, you know what I mean? And what's the Pro Cut Lawn Care, Courtney and TQ, you know, yeah. Trimmer Queen. There's a bunch of awesome women in this industry, but we're go-getters. Like we like to create, we like to build things, and we like to maintain things, make things look good, but that doesn't necessarily coordinate to money in our bank account. You know,
exactly.
Let me
share a quick little, like, if people all the time roll their eyes when I say this, like, well, that's not me. I mean, I have a friend, you know, I do some business coaching on the side. I have a friend who did $1 million in business last year and made $30,000 profit. You know, after all of his expenses and his estimating and all that, he just didn't know his numbers. And so he was just moving money, is what I call it. When you're not making money, you're just moving it. And so, I mean, it's a true thing, guys. It really is. Like, you got to watch what you're doing.
Yeah. My first year, dude, I remember my first year, I was over 100,000. I was like, you know, revenue, not net profit, but I was over $100,000, dude. And I'm sitting there, cause I, you know, your tax form and all that, tax reports and all, you know, I was like 150. I don't know. It was over 100,000. I'm just sitting there like, you know, I'm fresh out of college, making $100,000 revenue, keep in mind. But yeah. I'm just thinking, man, I'm awesome. Like, you know, I'm six figures, you know, like just whatever. Stupidity and immaturity and all this. And I'm thinking, my accountant's thinking I'm cool, you know, like, man, you're big money, Paul. And my accountant looks at me and she's like, I think you probably would have made more money working at McDonald's. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I made $115,000 or whatever. You know, this is me, like not me and two team members. This is like me hustling and working, you know right, what I mean? Right. Like me solo. And she's, you know, she's like, yeah, but all these expenses and like, look at all these, you bought all this stuff and all these expenses and blah, 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 blah. And she's like, here's what you really made. And if you really calculated that at an hourly rate, she's like, you could have been the manager of McDonald's and made more money. I was like, oh, and it was humbling because I didn't know my numbers. I just thought checks and commas in the check, I'm doing good, not realizing I wasn't doing good because I was getting eaten alive by all my expenses. And thank God things have changed, Alex. It's a more profitable operation nowadays, but let me less land here because you touched something in me that awoken something where I worked hard, dude. Like, you don't make $115,000 revenue solo by not working hard. You know what I mean? Like, I went to work at the crack of dawn, and a lot of days I worked till dark 30. Like, I'd be pulling in and it'd be dark outside. I'd fall asleep in my work clothes and wake up the next morning and still be, you know, dirty from the day before. And I worked hard, but I wasn't profitable because I didn't know this business side of things. I thought my work ethic could out-earn my stupidity, and it can temporarily, but you can't sustain that.
Right. 100%, dude.
All right, man. Well, I appreciate your time. You got 21 people to go wrap up and enjoy your July 4th weekend. So we'll put the Trifecta podcast link in today's episode notes. We'll put the Trifecta Instagram, which you guys are crushing it. How many followers you got over there?
got on the lawn care side, we have 10, we're about to hit 10,000. And on the podcast, we just hit 3,000 today.
Wow. Well, keep up the good work, man. We'll stay in touch. And Lord willing, I'll be seeing you at the GIE Plus Expo.
Thank you, brother. God bless you. Thanks all. Thanks everybody for listening.
You almost go back and listen to that episode a second time. Just good nuggets there from Alex. We appreciate him sharing with us and just inspiring to me to see him build this business and not have debt connected to it, but have money connected to it. Cash flow coming in and to see him investing and getting those acreages and inspiring to me, man. I appreciate Alex. Well, if you guys want to go to GIE Plus Expo this year and get yourself 50% off your registration, you can do so using the promo code Paul. We're going to put that link in the description of today's episode. We're also going to put the link to my e-course in the description of today's show, and you can actually learn the principles that have taken me 10 years to learn from my early beginnings when I was doing everything wrong. In those days, I just realized, man, I wish I had a mentor. I wish I had someone that I could, you know, learn from. And instead, I was just learning from my mistakes and saying, okay, well, I'm never going to do that again. Okay, that didn't work. And then over the years, I begin to get awesome relationships and learn things from others who have, you know, gone before me and have decades or, you know, a long time in this business. And then I continue to learn from experience. Well, now I'm 10 years into this thing. I got a whole bunch of experience. I've got a whole bunch of awesome understanding about this industry and how to build a profitable business, how to build a good foundation in your business. And I put together an e-course. At the moment, it's only $97. And I promise you, you'll learn nugget after nugget that's going to save you way more money than that, because you'll be like, okay, I never even thought about that. I'm glad Paul taught that. And then you apply it in your business, implement it in your business, and it's just going to help. And so I, put a lot of effort into making this e-course, and I pretty much, as I was creating these videos, they're all videos, I was basically imagining myself of 10 years ago and just sitting down, talking to myself, teaching myself, like, hey, here's what you need to know about billing. Here's what you need to know about naming your company. Here's what you need to know about marketing. Here's what you need to know about taxes and finances and customer relations. I mean, I just go deep on all these topics and much more in this e-course. And so it's now available, and it's only $97, and you can just watch it at your leisure. There's a whole bunch of videos in there, and we're continuously going to add more videos in the days ahead as we get people asking different questions on certain topics that we find are, you know, popular and trending. Then we'll make even more of those videos, and you'll always have access to that. So that's my e-course, available now for $97. And you'll see in the link of today's show notes, we'll put a bunch of things in there from Alex's Instagram and his podcast, the Trifecta Podcast, the GIE Plus Expo registration, the registration to my e-course. And if I'm forgetting anything else, Marty will add it in there. But always take a look at the show notes if you're something that sparks your interest in today's episode and you want to go investigate it further. That's where you go in the show notes, which you just scroll up on your phone if you're an Apple Podcast. And those links should pop up. You just touch the link and it will take you right there if Mr. Producer did his job correctly. So, all right, we appreciate you listening. Smash that subscribe button. Go give some love to Alex and follow Trifecta Lawn Care on Instagram and follow his podcast. Take a listen. And we appreciate him being on the show today. We'll be back soon, folks. We're wrapping up in Atlanta, about to head on the road for our inaugural summer tour powered by Echo. Can't wait for that. But got a lot to do. Got a full 2 weeks here before we go. But I'm getting excited. Like right before you go on a trip, the anticipation and the hype, and you start getting pumped up. Well, that's where I'm at right now emotionally. I'm just like, can't get here soon enough, and looking forward to taking the Green Industry Podcast on our first tour coming up.